Folks, welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit legacypminvestments.com. That's legacypminvestments.com.
Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show. Did you ever see the movie The Blob, starring Steve McQueen?
The blood-curdling threat of The Blob.
Well, way back when, Eric had a small part in that film, but they had to cut his scene because The Blob was supposed to eat him, but he kept spitting him out. Oh, the whole thing was just a disaster. Anyway, here's the guy who's not always that easy to digest, Eric Metaxas.
Hey there, folks. Welcome to the program. It is, I don't know, Monday. This past week, some of you already know this, but I had the pleasure of joining my friend, brilliant comedian, apologist, Brad Stein on his podcast. The podcast is called Brad Stein Has Issues, because Brad Stein does have issues, but most of them are good issues. But anyway, he had me as his guest talking about my book, Religionless Christianity, and we had so much fun. We thought we would share that interview with you in both hours today, so you get to hear me cracking jokes and not cracking jokes with Brad Stein. By the way, don't forget to visit Bidenomics.com. Our friends at Americans for Prosperity have bought the website to Bidenomics.com. Am I making this up? No, I'm not making this up. Also, don't forget two things. Got to mention, our friend Jason Jones has written a book called The Great Campaign Against the Great Reset. Okay. Jason Jones, award-winning film producer, human rights activist, genius, friend of Zmirak. He's written a book called The Great Campaign Against the Great Reset. It is newly available. And he explains in the book, just in case you want to know what it's about, how, you know, the globalist atheists, maniacs on the left, Marxist, they call what they want to do to destroy the world and enslave us all. They want to destroy America. They call it the Great Reset. Okay. You want to talk about hubris. It's in this case, unfortunately, literally satanic hubris. So his book is titled The Great Campaign Against the Great Reset. And in his book, The Great Campaign Against the Great Reset, he helps us understand what is happening, what is the Great Reset, and then how we can be part of the Great Campaign Against the Great Reset, which we need to be. I also don't want to forget, man, we got some great stuff going on. Socrates in the City, we have an event in two weeks. In New York City, with the great biographer Ron White. He has written a number of books, extraordinary books. The one that you might know about is about Abraham Lincoln. I cannot wait. If you want to be part of that, you go to SocratesInTheCity.com. If you can't actually be with us in New York, and I hope many of you can, and I know people are flying in, but you can watch it on the live stream if you're a member of Socrates Plus. I hope everybody on the program wants to be a member and is already a member of Socrates Plus. All the live streams are included every time we have an event. It's included. I'm going to be doing some Socrates in the Studio events, I guess, next week. Those are live streamed. You can watch that, but you have to go to SocratesInTheCity.com and sign up for Socrates Plus. But perhaps the most exciting thing of all is that yesterday at noon, yesterday, Tuesday, we opened registration for our newly announced Socrates in Oxford retreat. We're taking the team over to Oxford, England. It's July 12th, 13th, 14th, 15th. It's in Oxford at the Randolph Hotel, which is an historic, gorgeous hotel in Oxford, England, right across from the Ashmolean Museum. The Ashmolean Museum is itself like staggering. There's so much in Oxford. I mean, just to be in Oxford, but to be in Oxford with like-minded people for the Socrates in the City retreat. We've never done a retreat like this. It's a 4-day thing. It's 4 nights at the Randolph Hotel, you know, meals. The whole thing is.
Sounds like a lot of fun, but not there'll be no like trust falls or anything like that, right?
No
firewalking. Yeah, Tony Robbins kind of stuff.
We had to cancel the firewalk.
Mm.
Yeah. You know why?
No.
Because I think it's hooey. Yeah. I'm not interested.
Honestly, anybody can firewalk if you walk fast enough. You know what I'm saying?
And I'd be like sprinting across the coals.
That's
sprinting.
True.
But there's actually going to be a lot of kind of cool stuff around it. But I'm interviewing six people, some of them twice. I think I can't figure it out yet, but some of them, Michael Ward, who wrote Planet Narnia, Alistair McGrath. I mean, he's a legend. He wrote the book Twilight of Atheism, but a whole bunch. I don't have it all in front of me right now, but really very, very impressive list of people. I have to say it's pretty extraordinary. But we're working on just a few details, but it is already, the registration is open. And it will be limited, obviously. This is not like, you know, a cruise ship where you can fit 800 people. I mean, at some point we have to shut it down. So if you're interested, go to the website today, SocratesInTheCity.com. Check it out. Please check it out. And you know, share with your friends, because it's going to be pretty cool. We're going to be probably live streaming all of those too. So if you cannot come, you can watch it. But I'm just thrilled. I mean, I can't believe that that we put this together. We have a Socrates in the City book coming out in the fall, a compilation of some of my favorite conversations. I've been editing that recently. So all of that is pretty amazing. Okay. So before we talk to Megan Basham, Regis Giles, and Kent Strang of Americans for Prosperity, I want to remind you, we're doing a fundraiser for Christian Solidarity International. This is where you get an opportunity to live out your faith. This is, I keep talking about this, that in every single way, we're supposed to live out our faith. Faith without works is dead. We have to live out our faith. And by the way, when you do live out your faith in any way, you get blessed. There's just no way around it. So here we have an opportunity. Many of you already know that Christian Solidarity International has people on the ground in Sudan, in southern Sudan and in Sudan. Mostly women and children are currently enslaved there. Let's think about that. It's not a metaphor. They're enslaved by radical Muslims. They believe in that over there. Yeah, radical Muslims don't have a problem with slavery. And they enslave Christians. And so mostly women and children, Christians, because they're Christians, are enslaved now. The good news is, because of CSI, we could do something about this. Because of CSI, we can free slaves, literally free slaves. Tell your kids about this. Tell your kids that there's real evil in the world, and that to live out our faith, we need to do what we can when we can do something. We can always pray, but sometimes we can do something else. Sometimes we can give $250 and free an actual slave. Ladies and gentlemen, that's crazy that CSI has created a situation where we don't just say, oh, there's this terrible thing. We can do something about it. There's a finite number of people still enslaved, and it is only money that prevents us from bringing them out of slavery into a life of freedom, setting them up. The $250 sets them up in a life of freedom. I say to everybody, that's the number that CSI is saying. If you give that number, you free somebody and you put them in a life of freedom. You set them up. And there's a whole story that goes along with that. But if you can't give $250, what can you give? Can you give $10 a month? You have to go to MetaxasTalk.com. Please go to MetaxasTalk.com today. Please click on the banner. Please give what you can. There's a phone number, 888-253-3522, 888-253-3522, 888-253-3522, or just go to MetaxasTalk.com. Please participate. We'll be right back with my friend Brad Stein on his podcast, Brad Stein Has Issues.
The grace of God. I like knowing exactly where my meat comes from. And with Moink, that place is from small family farms all across the country. And you can help save the family farm and get access to the highest quality meat when you join the Moink movement today. Moink farmers farm like our grandparents did, and that means meat tastes like it should. Moink delivers grass-fed beef and lamb, pastured pork and chicken, a sustainable wild-caught Alaskan salmon delivered straight to your door. The Moink difference is one you can taste, and you can feel good knowing you're helping family farms stay financially independent too. Keep American farming going by signing up at moinkbox.com/Eric right now, and listeners of this show get free bacon for a year. You choose the meat delivered in every box, like ribeyes, chicken breasts, pork chops, or salmon fillets, and so much more, plus a free year of bacon, and you can cancel at any time. That's one whole year of the best bacon you'll ever taste, but only for a limited time. Spelled M-O-I-N-K, box.com/Eric. That's moinkbox.com/Eric, moinkbox.com/Eric. We're experiencing instability at every level. Our government lacks leadership, and Bidenomics has been a disaster. The economy is in a fragile state. Inflation has been a consistent issue. High interest rates have put significant pressure on the real estate market. There have been major bank failures, and many analysts say a stock market correction is likely overdue. We have global conflicts in Europe and the Middle East that have the potential to spread, but gold has soared to record highs even amidst the tensions. There's so many reasons Americans should consider investments in gold and silver, and legacy precious metals is the gold standard. I love Legacy Precious Metals because of their zero-hassle, education-first approach. They can help you roll your traditional IRA into a gold IRA or ship metals directly to your house. Go to legacypminvestments.com to download their free gold investing guide. I've read it, and there's so much valuable information there. Friends, now is not the time to roll the dice with your hard-earned money. Find out about the growth potential that gold offers you. Contact Legacy Precious Metals today and tell them I sent you. LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-702-5400. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-702-5400. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-702-5400.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Folks, you know, when Brad Stein has issues, I've had them all. I've had sideshow performers. I've had atheists. I've had theologians. I've had doctorates. I've had professional NBA Hall of Famers. But once in a while, and it's rare, once in a while, I get somebody on who not only do I admire and I deeply respect and am so grateful that they exist in the body, but they actually are someone I get to call my friend. Very rare, very few people want to be my friend. So when I find one that lowers themselves, I'm grateful. So when I find somebody who has done amazing things for the body, especially in this season in America, and I actually can say, this is my friend who I've had many conversations with and gone deep with, it is an honor. Unfortunately, this next guy is not one of those people. I don't even know who he is. My publicist demanded I do this. It's some kind of court order. I don't know. I'm just doing what I'm told. Of course, I'm lying, because if you see him, and I gave him a special privilege I've never done to anybody, I'm opening with him on the screen because he is, in fact, a friend. But more importantly, he's a warrior for Jesus Christ. And my goodness, if we don't need that now in this season, I don't know when. So, folks, please welcome a man who gave us the Bonhoeffer epic, as well as a letter to American churches, Atheism Dead, and numerous other things that I'm sure he'll brag about soon, Eric Metaxas. How do you do, my friend Eric?
I just want to correct you on one thing that you said. I don't consider myself your friend. I want to be real clear. That's out of line.
Yes.
I cannot. You know what I'm saying? I have a reputation. I'm taking a lot of hits. I don't need that on top of it.
Listen,
so I just want to clarify before we
get. I did not mean to disparage your dignity and your reputation. I was told to say, they gave me a script. I'm stuck. This is a huge podcast, so they have very specific decorum, and I'm trying to.
It's funny because I have talking points from Pfizer and the Biden administration, and I got to stick to that script.
Well, I would hope so. You know why? Because you're a good citizen.
Yeah, yeah. And you know what? I don't want any trouble. I don't want any trouble. You know what I mean? You just want to go along with the script and serve the devil. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, my gosh.
That's what I'm thinking we need to do right now.
Let me explain something to you, Eric. I'm so grateful for you because, as you know, those of us who have been fighting against the religious liberties that have been stripped away, against the tyranny that has become and despotic government that has become the norm, things that we never thought would happen. And if they did, we'd be on to them quickly and could tamper it down immediately. And suddenly we find ourselves in a position where, oh, I see, this thing is running like wildfire and there is no fire breaks. There is no engine coming to put this out. The checks and the balances have been dismantled. The Constitution, that at least we can rely on that, that will always give us that foundation that we can return to, has been abandoned. D.C. has abandoned us. The Republicans who said that they would take our sacred vote and check against those who would exert tyranny upon us. Either are in on this thing or are so deeply compromised that they don't know what to do. And so they've become the cowards and the traitors and the treasonous Judas to the demonic forces that are the Democrats. And I'm not using that as hyperbole, and I'm not using that just to attack somebody I disagree with. What we have seen happen in this nation and in the West, especially with Corona, what I say is when the masks came on, the masks came off. In what is really happening in the West. And you have written a book, among many, that have been delving with this potential crisis in the West and in Christianity in the West for quite a long time, since Bonhoeffer. Your latest book is Religionless Christianity, and it is sort of an addendum, I think, to a letter to the American Church. So if you want to kind of just sort of, I guess, summarize quickly kind of what brought you to this one, this particular addendum. Like I said, what is involved in religionless Christianity that goes beyond a letter to the American Church? Is it just more information, or is it completely new subject matter?
Well, it's both. Honestly, it's a sequel to Letter to the American Church. So I hope people will read both of them, because I say things in each of them that I don't say in the other one. It's but they're related. Letter to the American Church, I wrote, and you know me, Brad, I don't say stuff like this, but I know God called me to speak the message in Letter to the American Church. I never had a feeling like that in my life, like this, just this burning sense. I've got to say this. The Lord wants me to say this, to wake up those who can be awakened. And that's Letter to the American Church. We've made a documentary film. I want to say up front, I hope people will go to the website, lettertotheamericanchurch.com. If you go to lettertotheamericanchurch.com, you'll see a lot of stuff, including you can watch the film there, but you'll also see how many churches are screening it for free. Anybody can go. We wanted to get the message out real badly. We really believe the nation is burning. We're at the, you know, this is the last exit before the toll. And if the church doesn't wake up, it's over. And I don't exaggerate. I do not exaggerate. God forbid I would exaggerate. So Letter to the American Church, I've never felt anything like it. And the film is out there. Again, people can go to the website. But I had more to say on the issue. I was thinking about, what was it about the church in Germany, other than the fact that they got everything wrong, but what was it that helped them to get it wrong? How did they go wrong? What is it about the church in the United States now where people are getting it wrong? Pastors are getting it wrong. Pastors are saying, oh, I'll take a pass. I don't want any trouble. We're just going to, we're going to preach the gospel. Well, good for you. But what about everything else that God has called you to do? You think you got a pass? Why would you have the impression that you have a pass on that? When you look at history and when you look at what scripture says, you don't. So in Religionless Christianity, the brand new book, the sequel, I try to get into what is dead religion? What is religiosity apart from doing the will of God. That's what German Christians fell prey to in the run-up of the Nazis taking power. They bought a lot of lies, and they were worshiping religious idols. That's always how the devil gets you. He doesn't say, hey, try some crack and some heroin and here are some strippers. No, 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 no. He comes to religious people with tremendous sophistication, with wisdom about how do I reach religious people? Yes, I will tempt them, you know, to be more pious than actual Christians. I will give them religious excuses. I'll give them religious idols to worship in place of Jesus, because anything I can get, what would be better than if I can get your eyes off of Jesus to worship a religious idol? So you're fooled into thinking, oh, I'm doing the pious churchy thing. So Bonhoeffer lived his life, and I spell this out in the book Religionless Christianity, how he saw the difference between actually worshiping God with your whole being and turning aside to these religious idols. And I go in the book, I outline or I name and explain a number of religious idols that Christians in America today are worshiping. One of them, which you'd recognize, is the idol of winsomeness, right? This idea that, oh, it's one of the Ten Commandments, be winsome. Well, you know what? It's good to be winsome. The scripture says, be at peace with all men where possible. Where possible. The scripture says where possible, clearly implying sometimes it's not possible. Sometimes the Spirit of God is calling you not to be at peace with men, but to go to war against evil ideology. And if you don't do that, if you don't discern the Spirit, if you try to be at peace with men when you're supposed to be speaking openly against what they're doing, you are not worshiping God. And so that is a particularly tempting idol for religious Christians today. And you see people, you know, whether it's Mike Pence or Speaker Johnson, you see these people that they seem to be very, very religious, but they don't seem to get that part. They don't seem to understand that there's a time God calls us to go to war against evil. David didn't say, hey, Goliath, let me pray for you. Goliath, kneel with me here. Let me pray for you. He could have, but he didn't. And we don't praise him. We don't say, oh, what a nasty thing David did by boldly confronting Goliath, by killing Goliath, by cutting off his head. No, we cheer. Why? Because this was what God wanted David to do in that moment. Yeah. And we have to have the kind of discernment to say, when am I dealing with something demonic? When does God call me to do that? If you can make peace with somebody, of course, there's a time for that. But to say we need to have unity when people are trying to put a bullet in your head or effectively try to do something similar, that is foolish. And you have all these examples from scripture, whether it's Elijah or Jesus or John the Baptist, thundering against religiosity, thundering against evil. And we pretend like, no, we've whitewashed the scriptures and we now have this nice version of Christianity where we want to link arms with the other side. You know, that's playing patty cake with the devil. That's giving a place to evil. And we have to have the discernment. And so in the book, I talk about how Bonhoeffer seemed to have that discernment all the way through his life to the end. And then I mentioned these religious idols and what might we be worshiping as a religious idol. It feels so good, but it's wrong. It's an idol.
Old man, look at my life. 24 and there's so much more. Live alone in a paradise that makes me think.
How do you feel? Well, I feel great. And one of the reasons I believe I feel better is because I take Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule. They've got an amazing story of how this product was developed by Dr. Douglas Howard. It's right there on their website. Balance of Nature receives over 1,000 success stories every single month. They have hundreds of thousands of customers who've purchased billions of capsules of their fruits and veggies over the past 20 years. You should check it out on their website. Their products are gluten-free and non-GMO, and they contain no added sugars or synthetics. I think if you're looking for something to make you feel better naturally, you should definitely give Balance of Nature a try. In fact, order today. Whether you order online or call them direct, you must use the promo code ERIC to get this special offer of 35% off. Call them at 800-246-8751. And use discount code ERIC or order online at balanceofnature.com. Use discount code ERIC to get 35% off.
35% off. Hey, this is Eric Metaxas. For years, I've told you about Nutramedics, a professional supplement brand trusted by doctors since 1993. Nutramedics offers a variety of health bundles. Whether you want to support your immune system, improve your sleep, promote joint comfort, or detoxification support, Nutramedics has a health bundle right for you. The best part about Nutramedics, every year they donate a minimum of 50% of their profits to Christian charities and missions. That's right, 50% of their profits. Nutramedics has a goal of surpassing $100 million in giving by 2030. Many of you take supplements already. Switch to Nutramedics. It's the highest quality, and they donate 50% of their profits. Get 15% off by using the code ERIC during checkout. Go to Nutramedics.com and search health bundles. Support your health while helping others in need. Go to Nutramedics. That's Nutramedics.com. Nutramedics.com. Use the code ERIC for 15% off. Again, Nutramedics, Nutramedics.com. Nutramedics.com. Use the code ERIC for 15% off.
Affected me as many have, that when I listen to, is John Lennox, a guy that you've been able to interview a few times, a wonderful guy. And he kind of makes me jealous, because his countenance, his personality is so kind and so winsome.
I've seen the nasty side of John Lennox, but I don't want to burst your bubble, pal.
I understand. Well, when he's drunk, yeah, it's different.
But he comes out swinging.
But, you know, he said something I never forgot, because I've always had kind of a warrior spirit. And unfortunately, that can have a detrimental side, like an angry spirit that I have to rein in. Yeah. He said a phrase that I really appreciate. He said, "Win the man, not the argument." And I always wanted to win the argument. That was my deal. I got to win this battle of philosophical acumen or ideological debate. And he's like, "Well, win the man." And yet, ironically, he is winsome. He has that kindness about him, that avuncular characteristic that I don't have. But what if winsome means win some people to discipleship? How about win some people to repentance? How about win some people to discipleship and live this like it's real instead of pretending? How about the history of the Old Testament that's there to remind us of the warriorship that will move into the New Testament, where God would constantly use less amount of people to show his power? I only need 300 to beat these guys, because these 300 are all in. And that matters to me, not these posers who go to church, say the prayer, go home, we're good. Those days in America are gone. You're either in or you're out. And if you're playing church, you're going to hell. You're going to hell.
Thank you for saying it so I don't have to, because that, to me, people say, "Well, why? I have trouble with being courageous, or I have trouble with..." Do you have trouble with going to hell? Do you have trouble with being a hypocrite? Do you have trouble with fearing man more than you
fear God?
That's what you ought to have trouble with. And, you know, when you bring up John Lennox and his way, I mean, everything is about context, right? John Lennox has an ability to do what he does. And we all, listen, we can go wrong in either direction. You can go wrong by being nasty and combative, or you can go wrong by being unwilling to be sharp and combative. Listen, the devil is thrilled to get you coming or going, wherever he can get you to get your eyes off of the Lord. But the classic case is when God calls you to be a warrior and you say, "Oh, no, I just want unity." There's a time when God calls you to unity and you say, "No, I want to be a warrior." Either way is a religious spirit, right? In other words, let me just say that, and I don't know that I say this specifically in the book Religionless Christianity, but I talk about similar concept, where we've all seen people that they're holier than Jesus, right? Now, you can go there in two different directions, right? In other words, again, the devil happy to get you going away from Jesus. You want to go this way or you want to go this way? He doesn't care, as long as you're going away from Jesus. So one classic case is people that are nicer than Jesus. They say, "Oh, Jesus thundered at the Pharisees, but I want to love on them. They act as though there is never a time to speak harshly and clearly, to delineate. They act like that time doesn't exist. We've evolved past that nasty stuff, and we're just going to love on people. And that can be a lie, because there's a time when we are called to speak out against evil, to call evil evil, to delineate, to be clear. There is a time, and you need to have the discernment to know, when is God calling you to do that? Now, on the other hand, you also have people that love being in arguments. They have made an idol of winning arguments and crushing their opponents and telling everybody you're going to hell because you don't believe this and this and this. That's a different kind of religious spirit. That's where you worship theology, or you worship an idol of perfect theology more than you're worshiping Jesus. And there are people like that, that they don't really care about, can I win people over? They just want to say, you know, you're out, you're out, you're out. And it can be along any lines. I mean, you can be some people that they'll say, like, if you don't believe in a literal 6 days, you're going to hell. You don't believe the word of God. Like they're not arguing about the resurrection. This is the hill they want to die on
easier. It's easier. There's nothing at stake when you can just make some theological statement as though you have some insight to sell books.
I just want to clarify. I'm not saying that I'm necessarily against the literal 6 days, but what I'm trying to say is there are people that they live and die on that. There are also people that live and die. This is my eschatology. In the pre-trib rapture, they make that like the ultimate thing. There are plenty of people that they see things so black and white that they never want to look at the bigger picture. Let's all agree Jesus rose from the dead and he calls us to serve him. They're focused on that. So you can be a truth-telling Adelon, which is a different kind of religious spirit. You can be a Kumbaya unity. You're getting away from what is God calling me to do. And Bonhoeffer had this difficulty, is that the Germans were stuck in this place, like, we just want to do church. And he was trying to say, no, right now, if you were awake to the Holy Spirit, what he's trying to say, you would understand you need to stand strongly, clearly, self-sacrificially, fearlessly against the satanic spirit that the Nazis have brought to Germany. They didn't discern it. So this is about discernment. And that's why in religionless Christianity, I focus on Bonhoeffer's evolution of how he kept changing, in a sense, to respond to what God was saying at that moment, and how he avoided these religious idols, these pitfalls. So I just want to be clear.
I've seen sunny days that I thought would never end. I've seen lonely times when I could not find a friend. But I always thought that I'd see.
You might have heard Mike Lindell and MyPillow no longer have the support of their box stores or shopping channels the way they used to. Yes, it's because of cancel culture, but as a result, they get to pass the savings on to you directly by having a $25 extravaganza. When Mike started MyPillow, it was just a one-product company. With the help of his dedicated employees, they now have hundreds of products, some you may not even know about. To get the word out, I want to invite my listeners to check out their $25 extravaganza. Two-pack multi-use MyPillows, just $25. MyPillow sandwich. $25. There's six-pack towels, just $25. Brand new four-pack dish towels, you guessed it, just $25. For the first time ever, the premium MyPillows with all new Giza fabric, just $25. Orders over $75 will receive free shipping too. The amazing offer will not last long. Go to MyPillow.com, use promo code ERIC, or call 800-978-3057. That's promo code ERIC, 800-978-3057, promo code ERIC, or go to MyPillow.com and use promo code ERIC.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
with in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
We are sitting here looking at the church, the original church, the beginning church, the disciples that started the church, the 12 guys that said, you're not going to believe what I saw. I got to tell you about it. And it launched the revelation to humanity about God appearing and being part of his creation so that we could join him. So that's how it started. Disciples started it. And then he said, now go make more disciples. So the discernment is absolutely crucial, but it takes a sophistication to be a disciple. It takes learning, study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. God says, hey, if you don't learn the deeper things of me, be ashamed. They have allowed the spirit of the age to define for them words, and words are sacred. You talk about how they said, you know, we just want to love people. And it's like, dude, are you a Christ follower? Yeah. Then define your terms. Ask them, what does it mean to love someone? Does it mean whatever you want to do, I approve? Does it mean whatever choice you make, whatever behavioral life you choose, I will support you? If you're a heroin addict, fear not. I want to love you. You love heroin. Let me go buy you some. Is that what it means? Hey, I'm cheating on my wife. Well, listen, if it makes you feel right, who am I to judge you? I want to encourage you along that journey. Maybe one day you'll return to Christ. No, it means love also means repentance. Love also means bow your knee to God Almighty. Love also means some of your behavior is sinful. Get rid of it. That's what it means. It's why God says it's a narrow gate. You get weeded out if you're seeking God, because it's hard to be a Christian. And if it's not, you're probably not one. It's hard. And we are in a time in our life there where we are understanding finally what the Christian churches in Iran, Iraq, Afghanistan, China, North Korea, what they've been saying all along. This is part of it. This is part of it. It costs you something. How much does it cost you, American church? Nothing. That's why you're dying. And Corona exposed it. When a atheistic, despotic, totalitarian, self-appointed, materialistic, naturalistic following elite come to a church and say, you're unessential. And I'm a pastor. I don't just open my doors. I rip them off the hinges. Unessential. Do you know what the name of this room is? Sanctuary. They need this room more than any room you got right now. Certainly not your strip clubs and your bars. So Corona had one redeeming factor. It exposed what was really going on.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Eric, maybe this hell that we are experiencing, this demonic release worldwide that we are experiencing. I'm watching Jordan Peterson's. I'm watching Joe Rogan's. Non-believers saying something's wrong. They sense the spirit of the age and the demonic spirits because it's so blatant now. But what I'm wondering is, and here's where I want you to jump in. I think this has been happening for years. And even guys like us who actually gave a crap about this, we didn't see it. It's okay, like it you, was under the no current doubt. And suddenly it's all, the Leviathan is rising up and saying, I'm here. Now what you're going to do? Explain that to me.
There's no doubt about it. And that's why it keeps us humble to say that I was part of the sleepwalking. I was part of the, I mean, I remember in the run up to the Iraq war, I was kind of all in. I was like, yeah, we need to, you know, stand up against this. We need to. And I look back now and I think, okay, Eric, you got that wrong. I repented, okay? This was the neocons. This was the uniparty. What they were doing, that the liberals were calling it out, but conservatives like me were not. And I'm ashamed of that. We have, as a result of Donald Trump, in a sense, he was the hand grenade that blew things up. And we kind of look around and you go, holy cow, I had no idea. Yeah. Look at what was under here. Look at the vermin. Look at the termites. You see what was going on. We thought we're in this nice house. Look at what has been happening. Thank God it's been exposed.
Yes.
Thank God. And when I say it's been exposed, what do I mean? I mean, everything. I mean, we have had the CIA, the FBI, a uniparty, a bureaucracy not elected that gained tremendous power. Eisenhower warned against it when he called it the military industrial. Eisenhower.
Yeah.
I was not born when Eisenhower was president. Eisenhower saw this. He called it out. And it's kind of like a fire that's under the ground, moving along. And you don't see it. And then suddenly, boom, there it is. How did that happen? Where did that come from? So we're seeing now, obviously, manifestly, all of this evil and this corruption, but it's been carrying on under the surface. Listen, when JFK was murdered, okay, the idea that the Warren Commission comes in and says, nothing to see here. It was just this one guy. He did it. The evidence, even from the beginning, was that that was not true. So again, you have to say, well, okay, if something is pointing in another direction, there are people that come in and they muscle you out and say, shut up, nothing to see here. This is the official thing. Shut up. Don't ask questions. You know you're dealing with evil at that point. You got to say, excuse me. No, in America, we believe in what is right and true. We don't tell people to shut up when they're asking questions. We want to know what happened.
Right.
Well, there's no doubt that there were all kinds of evil actors working together, including the CIA. We pay them with our tax dollars. Anyway, it goes on and on from there. But the point is, this ugliness has been going on. RFK was murdered probably by them. It seems clear to me that Nixon was taken out by the deep state. This is a new thing. Roger Stone was talking about it. I mean, who could have dreamt that the real narrative was hidden and that most people, including you and me, we didn't really get it. We went along. So now it kind of comes out. And it's a great blessing that it has come out, that we can see that the people that we thought were on our side, whether people we consider, you know, Republicans or conservatives or Christians, that, you know what, they really weren't. They really were playing patty cake with the devil. Some of them knew it, some of them didn't, but they were pushing along this narrative. Now we see it because of COVID, because of the stolen election, and anybody that doubts the election was stolen. Let me tell you, this is the classic case where everyone who brought it up and said, this looks funny, was told, shut up, shut up, or we're coming after you. Yep. When people say, shut up, yep, don't ask questions, yep, you know, you need to tell them to go to hell, because that is absolutely as evil. It's like you're going to tell an American not to ask questions. Patriots have bled and died so that we could have freedom. We could ask questions. We could have transparency in government. And you're telling me I can't do that? You're telling me I can't ask questions about the vaccine? I want to say, wait a second. This is evil. I got to tell you, when 2020 happened, when COVID happened, and there's this suddenly you're told you can't go to church, you need to shut your church down. You can't go to the park with your kid unless you're wearing a mask or what. I mean, we should have risen up like the patriots in the revolution and said, yes, absolutely not. You can jump in a lake. You are not going to get away with this. Who do you think you are? But many of us bought it. We bought it for a time. People woke up when they told us that the election was not stolen. Honestly, it's kind of like saying, who are you going to believe, me or your own eyes? We all saw things that made us think this was wrong. But this is the key. And I say this in a letter to the American church. The church mostly got it wrong. The church mostly failed totally. So then the question is, was this a dry run? Was this God's way of saying, okay, church, you thought you were so tough. We had a little test. You failed. You got a big F. Are you going to wake up now? Are you going to wake up now? What about now? What has to happen to wake you up? The evidence about the vaccines, the evidence about the election, the evidence about every kind of thing, it comes out more and more and more and more. Are you waking up? Because God is a God of truth. He is truth. He calls us to speak what is true and right and good. And so we have lived through this You know, Brad, it's an amazing thing that in our lifetime we have seen the exposing of the rot, the corruption, the evil. The FBI has smashed down the doors of friends of mine, good people, some born again believers, some not. I don't care. The FBI is supposed to go after bad guys. They have been weaponized against patriots, against Christians. What happened at J6 was a satanic conspiracy to crush patriots, to silence them, to terrorize them. This is what's happening. And there's some people say, oh, that's, you're being dramatic. How I wish I were being merely dramatic and exaggerating. I would give anything to live in the America I thought I was living in.
Right.
I would give anything. But the fact is, this has been exposed. Yeah. And I believe that it's Romans 8:28, that this has been allowed by God to work together for good, to wake up those who can be awakened. It's why I wrote Letter to the American Church. It's why we made the film Letter to the American Church. It's why I wrote Religionless Christianity, because there's a holy remnant that is being awakened. And the only question is, will you, brother or sister in Christ, will you be part of that holy remnant, or will you continue to play church when God calls you to be the church? That's the question.
Well, and I constantly see on the social media and whatever, patriots or true believers who are trying to serve God completely and authentically saying things like, hey, look at this situation. Are you going to wake up? Are you going to wake up? And I almost start thinking to myself, who are we talking to? Because when you talk about the church, that's you and I. I mean, the church is the body of Christ. It's people who believe in Jesus, that he died and rose again, and that he's the only way to salvation. And he also gave us the truth as to how the world works. He gave us in his book, the Holy Bible, which literally tells us who we are, why we're here, what went wrong, how do we fix it, what's going on, how's it going to end, gives us the whole story. It's the book of humanity. So we sit here, and guys like you and I sit here, and we go, guy, when are we going to wake up? Well, we're awake. Who are we talking to? There's guys like you who and me who are going, well, we are awake. And yet the Bible says, when my people who call by my name will humble themselves and turn from their wicked ways, I'll hear from heaven. He wasn't talking about some kind of revival of all these pagans becoming believers. He said, when my people are called by my name, humble themselves. So he's basically saying, church, you're the problem. You're not humbled. You're not fully in. You're not complete. You're not disciples. You're not serious. And you're going to pay. I'm going to weed you out. And it's happening. But when you and I talk about the church, and since this is, I'm sure, the crux of religionless Christianity, which, by the way, is hard to say. Just wanted to let you know. Religionless.
It's even harder to say in German, which is when Bonhoeffer used it.
Well, and I would love to let it float.
Christentum.